Hi, it's November 18, the day in 1928 when Mickey Mouse made his cartoon debut in Steamboat Willie. This favourite Australian drama series started on this day in 1981. Yes, A Country Practice ran for 14 seasons, over 1,000 episodes.
That rotten pig just tried to kill me.
She probably needs mating.
And actors Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones were married on November 18, 2000. So what's the secret to their long marriage?
I think we're very blessed to have a lot of mutual respect.
Birthdays, Linda Evans is 77, famous for playing Crystal on the 80s drama Dynasty.
Maybe now, with something of your own to fill that empty life of yours, you'll finally get out of ours.
One of Australia's great singers, songwriters, producers, Ross Wilson, turned 72. After having hits with Daddy Cool, including the iconic Eagle Rock, he wrote hits and produced albums for some of our biggest artists like Skyhooks, and then returned in the 80s with Mondo Rock.
Come, said the boy, let's go down to the sand.
Former Queensland Premier and until recently NRL Chairman Peter Beattie turned 67.
Frankly, some people say, why do you play the national anthem at a competition between two states? We're not going to make a big thing about it.
80s pop sensation Kim Wilde celebrates her 59th birthday. She had 5 straight top 10 hits in Australia with singles like this.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Everybody lives for the music around.
Australian singer Anthony Warlow is 58 today. And actor Owen Wilson turns 51. He starred in Shanghai Noon, Starsky and Hutch, and Wedding Crashers.
There's cartoons, your mom, and it's like you still got it.
Finally today, it's the anniversary of the death of AC/DC guitarist Malcolm Young in 2017, aged 64. Remembering Malcolm Young on November 18.